Alright, what's up? This is Dave Birds, and it's been a while. It's actually been about 6 months? No, 5 months since I've done this. The last audio boo was recorded in late May, and since then a lot has happened, actually, but I don't know, I just kind of, well, actually, I've been recording off and on, as I do, but for whatever reason, none of the episodes I recorded I really liked, which is not to say that there's a lot of quality control going on here anyway, but for whatever reason, the episodes that I recorded, they just didn't turn out as well as I thought they would, and they, if I remember correctly, because it's been a while since I've done one, they kind of all took on tangents that didn't really go anywhere, and so I kept them. They're on my phone, but I haven't actually listened back to any of them. But now I'm trying something different because I have an iPad now, and so I downloaded the Audioboo app for it. So if this works successfully, which it seems to be already, because the little, what do they call it, the meter that shows my voice is moving up and down, so that's a good start. So yeah, if this works out, I can probably do these a lot easier than my normal method, which was, I just used an app on my Android phone that recorded, and so I would have to record, and it wouldn't tell me when I was up with my 5 minute time limit, and then I'd have to transfer it over to the computer, go on Audacity, and cut the show to the size that it needed to be, so under 5 minutes. So using this is a lot easier, because all I have to do is just come in here and press record, and if it works out, then I can just upload it to Audioboo right away, and that's awesome. So as I said, a lot has happened in the time since the last Audioboo was published. It has been almost half a year. So, yeah, during the summer, I just kept teaching because South Korea, the school year goes from about March, the beginning of March, and the first semester goes from March until till just around the middle of July, and after that I had to teach a summer class, which normally is for 2 weeks, but it was finagled so that I could only spend a week doing it, because actually I had to use my vacation time from my first contract, and I used that to travel back to America for 2 weeks, and actually, the contract that I signed, it says, it has a clause in it that says if I choose to re-sign for another year with my school, then I can, the school reimburses me for my plane ticket back to America. So I went home for 2 weeks. I wish I could have stayed for longer, but it just didn't work out, which is unfortunate. So yeah, I had a 2 week time span. So basically, I left Korea at the end of July and came back in the middle of August. And actually, the night that I got back here, the next day I had to go to work, and that was not so cool, actually. As you might imagine, my first night back in Korea after having gone to America was really not that noteworthy. I was pretty used to everything. Well, I guess that makes sense, because I've been here for a year. So, I mean, the first time that I came to Korea, obviously, the first night was just complete culture shock and craziness and jet-laggedness. So, when I came back, it was pretty routine. I took the bus from the airport, and that bus doesn't go to my town, so I had to go to Uijeonbu, which is the next town over. And from there, I had to ride the regular bus back to my town. So, I'm just about out of time, so I guess I can continue doing this in the next episode, which you might hear soon.